Memorial Day might take on a new meaning if war ended permanently. And a new series from our co-producer WNYC's The Brian Lehr Show is asking if this is actually possible. I sat down with Brian Lehr and John Horgan, author of The End of War, to talk about what, if anything, could be done to stop future wars. The following is a few minutes from our much longer interview. I mean, obviously, John, you've probably gotten a lot of feedback from people who say, grow up, put away childish things, right? And your response to these people who say that?
I just want them to think about the issue. I want them to at least be provoked by what I have to say about war so that they examine their own attitudes. Most people are pessimistic, and I think that they're pessimistic for bad reasons, because they think war is part of human nature, or war is the inevitable result of scarcity of resources, these sorts of things. And my hope is that even if people start out pessimistic and clinging to the views that they've always had, they will eventually, after they start thinking about this issue, come around to a more optimistic point of view. And I see signs that that's already happening.
Let me pick a little fight with you here. I imagine that for a lot of people who are not scientists or anthropologists or peace activists, one of the reasons why they might think that war and fighting is biological is because they see their own kids, right? I mean, yeah. It feels like when you see infants that fighting is natural.
I play hockey. My fellow hockey players tell me that I am rather aggressive on the ice sometimes. So, yes, I do think we are innately aggressive and competitive, some people more than others, but there's an enormous gap between the kind of competition that leads, for example, people in academia, where I am now, to compete with each other for prizes, to be the best teacher, to get papers in prestigious journals and so forth, and war, that mass violence, killing on a large scale, that is unnatural. That does not come naturally to people. Most people are traumatized by having to kill others.
Brian, do you get these arguments about my children fight all the time? Is that what you're hearing from people?
Well, we have gotten hundreds of responses. About 60% of them have said, yes, war is inevitable.
Over half say war will
Correct.
Always be with us.
Now, that's optimistic relative to John's sample. He tends to find 80%. But I think that I am a good example, having worked on this series now, inspired by John's book, of his success, because he has done with me exactly what he said before he was trying to do, which is to provoke people to think in a different way. So, for example, I started out thinking that war probably is ingrained in human nature. The apes and the chimpanzees, as Jane Goodall discovered to her dismay, have basically wars with each other,
and
too, in groups from time to time.
Absolutely.
That's right. But our other cousins are the bonobos, who share a lot of the same lines, bloodlines, if that's the right term in evolutionary terms, as the chimps, and they don't practice war. So what do we really have in our own human nature as it has evolved?
Brian Lehr, host of our co-producer WNYC's The Brian Lehr Show, and John Horgan, author of The End of War. You can learn more about the series at The End of War from The Brian Lehr Show at WNYC.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.